Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Beginning today and next week, I'll be talking about your prophetic call and being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Can you repeat after me? I am empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus said in Acts 1 and 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, the early church evangelized their world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to read the stories about their lives and their deeds in the book of Acts is both exciting and remarkable. But there's one thing that has always stood out to me in Acts chapter 17 and 6. It says, when Paul and his companions shared the gospel, the rulers of the city cried out, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Would to God that people would say that about the Church of Jesus Christ today, that we are turning the world upside down with the witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ in this dark age in which we live. You see, the Bible says that we can possess the same power with the Holy Spirit operating through us today. Companionship and surrender to the Holy Spirit will result in experiencing the adventure of a lifetime. How many of you want excitement in your life? Follow the Holy Spirit. It'll become very, very exciting. In 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, it says, the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I want you to think about what it says. The intimate friendship with the Holy Spirit be with you all. I can tell you from experience, when you have an intimate friend, you spend a lot of time talking to each other. It's not just, oh, I'll talk to you sometime, or hi, or I can't take that call now. It's, oh, it's so-and-so on the phone. What do you want to tell me? And many times, you talk more than once a day when you have an intimate friend. See, the Lord is telling us here in 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, your intimacy with the Holy Spirit is a game changer in your life, depending on how close you are to Him, will revolutionize your entire life. Now, I want you to repeat after me, I was born to fulfill a prophetic call and destiny. Look at the person next to you and say, you were born to fulfill a prophetic call and destiny. Now, destiny is defined as that which determines life's experiences by the supernatural guidance and empowerment of God. And I want to remind you today that God has a specific purpose for you, and you have been called to complete a mission. And only the Holy Spirit can get you to your destination. In 2 Timothy 1 and 9, it says, God saved us. How many of you are saved? That's most of you. God saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose. God has a purpose. God has a plan for your life. It is not your plan. It is not what you consider your purpose. I just want to let you know that. In fact, the Bible says it was given to us in Christ Jesus even before time began. You see, God chose you before your birth. In Jeremiah 1 and 5, it says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and I appointed you. You see, God created you. He chose your divine purpose, and He placed you in history to fit like the piece of a puzzle. And all of this is so awesome. But the fact is, you were selected by God to change the world where He placed you. He placed you to minister in your sphere of influence. Those in your family, those who are your relationships, your place of employment, your community, and et cetera. You were never created to do life alone, however. You were created to do life with the Holy Spirit. He's the one God had given to us to accompany us for success in life. Listen to this verse in Ephesians 3 and 20. It says, all glory to God who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we can ask or even imagine. That verse is referring to the Holy Spirit as the power. The person of the Holy Spirit arrived on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2 and 1, it says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were all sitting. Then what looked like flames of tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. People today know as much as they think they know about God. And many say, well, we know pretty much about Jesus. But many have a question about who is the Holy Spirit? What role does He really play in our life? Why is He really here? Well, to answer that question, let me begin by saying He is not a power or an influence. He is equal to God the Father and to Jesus Christ because He's the third person of the Trinity. He is divine. He is worthy of our love, of our worship, and of our obedience. In Matthew chapter 28 and 18, Jesus commanded to baptize new believers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit possesses the divine attributes of God and Christ. He is eternal. He had no beginning and will have no ending. He is omnipresent. In other words, the Holy Spirit is everywhere present. The Bible says in Psalm, where shall I go from your presence? You cannot escape the presence of the Holy Spirit. He is everywhere. The Bible says He is omniscient. The Holy Spirit possesses all knowledge and wisdom about the past, the present, and the future. And He is omnipotent. He is all powerful. Some have asked, well, how does He interact with Christians? I'm glad you asked that question. He transforms us into the image of Christ. This is where the rubber meets the road. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and what He's supposed to be doing in our lives and what He desires to do in our lives and why is He here with us. Number one, the Holy Spirit convicts. This is found in John 16 and 8. The Holy Spirit regenerates. In John 3 and 3, Jesus said, you must be born again. That word regeneration means to cause spiritual rebirth. When Adam sinned, God said before that, you will surely die. Well, the first thing that happened, he became spiritually dead. And now we all need a spiritual rebirth. And that's what it means to be born again. It's a spiritual rebirth. It happens through the Holy Spirit. John 3 and 6 says the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. Also, the Holy Spirit indwells the believer. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you've accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit joins with your spirit and lives within you. And this is what the Apostle Paul was saying to us in 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. Don't you realize that your body is the temple or the house of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. You belong to the Holy Spirit who is living inside of you. But He is a perfect gentleman. So He may convict you about something, but he won't continue bothering you when he sees that you are convinced in doing what you want to do, or you don't have time for him, or there are other things that take priority in your life. Are you listening to me? Nevertheless, if you're a child of God, he is dwelling inside of you. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit sanctifies believers. John 17 and 17, he separates us from worldly behavior. Jesus prayed, sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth. You see, it's the Holy Spirit who changes our moral and spiritual character by imparting within us a desire to please God. He gives us the power to overcome sin and the flesh. The Bible tells us in Romans 8 and 13, for if you live according to your sinful desires, you will die. But if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. And every single one of us struggle with the deeds of the body, because this body does not want to be subject to the will or the law of God. Now, we all look like saints in here, and I'm not going to say that we're ain'ts, but we are having problems because we're in this human body. And as long as you're in this human body, you're going to be tempted to do wrong, tempted to lie, tempted to exaggerate, tempted to look where you shouldn't be looking and watch what you shouldn't be watching, and on and on and on. How many of you are human in here and can go along with what I'm saying? Let me see what some, I'm in the right church. It's the Holy Spirit who helps us to maintain our spiritual cool, that we're living the way God expects us to live as his children, because the Holy Spirit is living inside of us. The Holy Spirit develops the character of Christ in us. This is referred to as the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and 22 is where the Word of God teaches that as we die to the works of the flesh, that is our own body, and we yield to the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit or the character of Christ will be formed within us. And it tells us in verse 22 of Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love, it's joy, it's peace, it's long-suffering, it's gentleness, it's goodness, it's faith, it's meekness, it's temperance. And against it, there is no law. Fruit in the Greek is a figurative word for character. So once again, the Holy Spirit develops the character of Christ in us when we allow him to do so.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi, everyone. This is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service, April 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us April 3rd for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then join us Easter Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Some of us want to say at times, Lord, let me just step out of character and into the flesh just so I can tell this person what I'm really thinking. It's better to stay in character because they will remember what you said when you return to character. It is better to allow your testimony to always be a positive one when no one can cast mud on it. Let the church say amen. Amen. Now, the Holy Spirit also teaches us in 1 John and in the word of wisdom. Let me show you what it looks like in Genesis 39 and 2. The Bible says the Lord was with Joseph, so he succeeded in everything he did as he served in the home of his Egyptian master. Potiphar noticed this and realized that the Lord was with Joseph. That's the Holy Spirit. Giving him success in everything he did. Now listen up, because the Holy Spirit gave him success in everything he did. The Bible says, acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and he shall direct your path. Sometimes we don't have success because we didn't acknowledge the Lord. And we went in the wrong direction and we wonder, Lord, what happened? Well, if you just listen to the Holy Spirit, he's saying, you didn't acknowledge me. The Bible says that the Lord was giving Joseph success in everything he did. And this pleased Potiphar. So soon he made Joseph his personal attendant. He put him in charge of his entire household and everything he owned. The Bible says, and from the day Joseph was put in charge of his master's household and property, the Lord began to bless Potiphar's household for Joseph's sake. Some of you, God has sent to a company or business to make it successful. And some of you are getting tired of the managers and you're thinking you ought to go. But God has a plan. Joseph came as a slave. He would have never come to Egypt on his own. He would have never been there. But God had a plan of promotion for him. See, he came as a slave, but God had a plan of promotion for him. Some of you have come in at the entry level, but God has a plan of promotion for you. If you stay long enough to be promoted. After Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream, he was promoted. He was promoted to second in charge of Egypt through the administrative gift that God had given him. Listen to this, Genesis chapter 41 and 38. Listen to what Pharaoh said to his officials after Joseph interpreted this dream that he had. Listen to what he said. He said, can we find anyone else like this man? So obviously filled with the Spirit of God. See, when you're walking under the anointing and allowing the Holy Spirit to operate through you, it will be obvious to the people around you that you are filled with the Spirit of God. And so Pharaoh, that's the king of Egypt, said to Joseph, since God has revealed the meaning of the dreams to you, clearly no one else is as intelligent or as wise as you are. Therefore, I am putting you in charge of my court. And then he said, on second thought, I hereby put you in charge of the entire land of Egypt. He came in as a slave. But God's plan was to make him in charge of a country. Some of you are still at the level in your job where you're really not seeing that much movement. But you have to understand, you have the Holy Spirit in you. God never brings you in to be the bottom. God's plan is for you to be the head, not the tail. Oh, it may be a temporary job, but you're going to leave that job on top with a promotion. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We have to begin to understand who we really are. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of success. He's the one that's inside of you. The Holy Spirit operated through Joseph to do what? To fulfill his divine purpose and destiny. And that's what he's trying to do with us. There was a woman named Deborah, and the Holy Spirit empowered Deborah to become a prophetess and a judge over Israel. Not a lot of prophetess at that time, and certainly not a lot of judges. But in Judges 4 and 3, it says, the children of Israel cried out to the Lord, for Jabin had 900 chariots of iron. They were oppressed. In verse 4 says, now Deborah, a prophetess, was judging Israel at that time. Yes, in the Old Testament, God used women as prophetess. In Judges, if you wonder what God thinks about women and how far they should go, remember Deborah. She was not only a prophetess, but God made her a judge over an entire nation. I'm talking about what the Holy Spirit wants to do in and through your life. Don't minimize the power of God in you. Recognize who you are. You are a child of God, and that is why the Spirit of God resides in you. And then there was Daniel. The Holy Spirit empowered him with the word of wisdom and the ability to interpret dreams. Once again, that's the word of wisdom. In Daniel 2 and 26, it talks about how the king had a dream. He couldn't interpret the dream. And someone said, Daniel can't interpret it because his God gives him the ability to interpret dreams. And so the king said to him, is this true? Can you tell what my dream had to do with my life? What it means? And Daniel replied him at verse 27, there are no wise men, enchanters, magicians, or fortune tellers who can reveal the king's secret, but there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets. And he has shown the king what will happen in the future. So Daniel revealed the dream. Listen what happens next in verse 45. He says to the king, the great God was showing the king what will happen in the future, and the dream is true, and its meaning is certain. And Nebuchadnezzar then rewarded Daniel. The king threw himself down to worship Daniel. And the king said, truly your God is the greatest of all gods. He's the Lord over kings. He's a revealer of mysteries, for you have been able to reveal this secret. Then the king appointed Daniel to a high position and gave him many valuable gifts. He made Daniel, listen, ruler over the whole province of Babylon, as well as chief over all of his wise men. Folks, the Holy Spirit wants to operate through you, through the divine gifts that he has available for you. Why? To provide promotion in your life. But you have to recognize who you are. And you've got to go to that first verse that I mentioned. May the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Holy Spirit wants to rule and reign in your life. He wants to be not only your best friend, but he wants to be your Lord. Where you surrender totally to what he tells you to do. Where you go in the direction he is guiding you. I want to let you know something today, and that is this. You are greater than you know. Your future is greater than you can imagine. The Holy Spirit is about to bring promotion to the life of everyone who would dare to engage in an intimate relationship with him.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is Becoming Empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
If you do not know that your sins are forgiven and that you're on your way to heaven, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Save me and deliver me from the influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Your word says anyone who comes to Christ becomes a new creation. The old things pass away and everything becomes brand new. Thank you for making me new today. Thank you for becoming my Lord and Savior. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ is in your heart. And know this, you're on your way to heaven. God has a purpose and plan for your life,
That is so wonderful. I want to encourage you to seek God daily in prayer and read your Bible. Trust Him for everything you need. God bless you, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.